You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Target said last week it's halting the sale of all trading cards at its stores. That includes sports cards and brands like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! The decision comes after an argument over cards outside of Target here in Wisconsin. In Brookfield, it happened. It turned violent, led to four arrests earlier this month. Trading cards have been in higher demand during the pandemic, driving up prices and the chances of fraud. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a card collector, maybe a card dealer? Have you seen a change in the business over the last year? How do you feel about it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jacob Bogage covers business and the U.S. Postal Service for The Washington Post. Jacob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Rob.
I don't currently collect these things. I did as a kid for baseball cards and whatnot. I've missed a big story here. This business is out of hand. What's going on, Jacob?
You've given up the dream. I've got my cards sitting right here on my desk. And when I get bored, I flip through them and see if I can put together a decent lineup as a baseball geek. Yeah, this is a hobby that everyone kind of thinks when they grow out of it, it's gone away. Baseball card collecting has been going strong for years and years and years, and Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And other kinds of games and collectibles have made it just as strong. And you have to think about it not as much as a hobby and more as collectibles. And so you find people like me who every time, I guess when Target used to sell cards, would pick up a pack of cards just to sweeten having to, you know, make a run to pick up a plunger or something. To folks who view these things as investments, who want, you know, there's a huge distinction in the card community in baseball cards, like pre-World War II to post-war. So there's all kinds of folks in between who do this for fun, who do it with their kids, who do it with their parents, who do it as an investment, who are involved in other sorts of games and collectibles. And it's a big industry.
And there are apparently flippers out there who, you know, don't just go to Target for that plunger. They wait for whatever store to get their delivery, go in, buy them up, and sell lots of these cards?
Yeah, that's what we've seen, especially during the pandemic, with people kind of retreating to old hobbies or other ways to invest, if it's not the stock market. Is flippers who will wait until they'll even memorize when a vendor shows up at a big box store with cards. They'll go in, they'll buy the entire inventory, and they'll open them up and see what's valuable and what players are hot or what cards are hot and try to flip them online for up to four or five times their value. That has created a lot of tension in this hobby. And we still don't know exactly what the circumstances were around this altercation at Target in Brookfield. The district attorney in Waukesha County hasn't turned over that information yet to us. But it's leading a lot of collectors and dealers and other flippers to get worried about rising tensions to the point where folks are getting attacked over these things in the store parking lot.
Right. And I don't want to be the media guy who's, you know, tensions are inflamed, violence breaking out all over the country. This is one incident. We're not entirely clear on what happened. That said, Target's not going to carry these things anymore. What's behind that decision?
Yeah, that's a great point. And we don't want to be those folks who say, oh my gosh, you know, run for cover. Tensions are inflamed. But it does speak to potentially a larger issue that a giant big box chain like Target just says, we don't want to be involved with this anymore. You, of course, can still buy these cards online from Target. But, you know, even if it's not about violence, it still is not advantageous to a store to have folks come in, buy your inventory out, and then just turn around and sell it for X amount, you know, of the value online. Because now they're controlling the supply. That's the entire point of having a big box store, is that you want to be able to control supply. So that kind of gives you a bit of a window into how larger retailers are contending with this volatile hobby.
Talking to Jacob Bogage from The Washington Post, talking about a boom in collectible cards. We're talking baseball cards, the Pokemon, that kind of thing. Prices up, demand up during the pandemic. And Jacob, with big prices comes the risk of fraud, I guess. What are we seeing out there?
Yeah, this is another one of those wild things in the hobby where folks will, they call it doctoring, or they'll doctor cards to make them look like they were cared for better than they really were. So that really comes into play if you have cards that are older or cards that are, you know, X amount of a kind, one or two of a kind, where they're worth a lot more if they look like they've been cared for a lot better. And that can be, you know, turning a $50 card into an $150 card. I wrote about a card a couple of years ago, a Stan Musial from 1952, that went from $2,800 to $28,000. And because there are so many cards floating around in the marketplace in collectors' stashes, you don't know what's altered and what's not unless you're a really good sleuth. And the hobby does have some digital sleuths, so we'll try to track these things down and track purchases online from different marketplaces. It gets really in the weeds, and it's fascinating if you're a geek like me or if you're a card collector.
Well, and you went to another business I didn't know existed. There are trading card appraisal companies. What's life looking like for them these days?
Yeah, they play a huge part in this marketplace. You think about, you know, you have a card, you want to know, have I kept it in good condition? Have I kept it in good condition relative to other cards like it? What should the value of it be? You can go to these grading companies who will tell you, hey, this is a 10, it's in mint condition, it's perfect. Or this is a 4, or we can tell you've altered it, so it's not worth as much. They are a huge part of this ecosystem, keeping everybody honest. And part of the issue is, are they doing a good enough job? And so as people have retreated to these old hobbies during the pandemic, because they're stuck at home, they have gotten so much business, they've had to turn business away so they could keep their quality, their standards of quality high enough. And that has caused a surge in card value.
My kids have grown out of Pokemon now, but for those with younger kids, I mean, if they want to go to the store and buy a couple packs for their kids, can they do it now? Are stores getting cleaned out that consistently?
You know, it really depends on where you live and the kinds of stores you go to. One of the things we've seen in recent years is a resurgence of local card shops who, you know, those are geared towards collectors, but I had a card shop growing up in suburban Maryland. And, you know, when my mom went to the farmer's market, me and my brother would beg her to go get baseball cards on the way home, and she let us. So, you know, that's a great place to go. You can still buy these online at Target, and then other big box stores will have them in stock as well.
Jacob, if somebody is sitting on that collection that they've been thinking of selling for a long time, maybe the, you know, Kurt Pivacqua Topps Bubblegum Championship card, whatever their treasure is this the time to get into the seller's market?
Well, Rob, now we know what you've been sitting on. yes and no. I mean, you know, the thing that I hear from collectors and professionals all the time is collect what you love. Don't just collect because you think it's an investment, because that's the best way to get burned. If it's worth it to you to go out and have something, or to be able to talk about it with your friends or talk about it with your kids, then keep it around and think about it as an investment and something you want to, you know, keep in the family or pass down. If you're ready to move on, then these grading companies are a really nice option to make sure you know what you're doing, and that whoever's in this market with you knows what they're getting.
We'll leave it there. Jacob, thanks a lot for opening that window for us. I appreciate
it. Such a pleasure. I love geeking out with you guys.
That's Jacob Bogage. He covers business and the U.S. Postal Service for The Washington Post. He talked to us today about a boom in the trading card business, the baseball cards, Pokemon, and more. It's driven up prices and led Target, at least, to halt card sales at its stores. If you are seeing this happen, if you're a card collector yourself, casual or serious, let us know. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.